This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. That's one of the artists you can see live this weekend in Austin, and the program director of our sister station, KUTX, Matt Riley, is here to talk about that and so much more. Good to see you, Matt.
Hello, Nathan.
Who was that?
Brownout.
And it's a KUTX event they're playing.
KUTX Live at Miller. This has become a seasonal event. We do it once a month. We do September, October, November, and then we'll pick it back up in the spring. We're in the October edition now, and this is Friday night. Bring the kids in their costumes. We'll have a costume contest. It's at Miller Lake Park there in the Miller development. Free show. It'll kick off with Kupira Marimba. And that's just a smaller version of Rattle Tree Marimba. And then you've got Brownout headlining that night. So this should be a ton of fun. The weather should be a little chilly, but, you know, often Halloween costumes are warm. But yeah, we'll have face painting and we'll have food trucks. So come on out, hang out with the whole family at Miller.
While we're on the topic of KUTX, who is your artist of the month for October?
A band called Palo Duro. By Michael Winningham, and they're going to be playing their record release party at Cheer Up Charlie's on Friday night.
Starting tonight and performing Friday, there's a classic band from the 1980s. Who is that?
Well, across the pond, they call them The Beat. But since we don't live there, we call them The English Beat. You got Dave Wakeling, Ranking Roger, you got the whole gang, and they're going to be doing a two-night stand kicking off tonight at 310 downstairs from ACL Live. Got to see this show maybe about a decade ago. It still sounds amazing, and these guys are great. Such a big part of the 80s soundtrack for so many of us. That should be a lot of fun. A two-night stand downtown.
On Friday, an Austin duo that does not play out live a lot is doing a show.
Yeah, this is one of those kind of unheralded bands that we have in our town that doesn't really get its due. We've played them some on KUTX over the years, and they're called Moon Duo. Atmospheric, indie rock, mostly instrumental. But it's really cool, really good musicianship, and might be worth checking out at Barracuda on Friday night.
On Saturday, a bearded local singer-songwriter has got a show in South Austin.
Yeah, Threadgills, really great voice. Matt the Electrician.
You are an animal, boy. Your mouth is open all the time. Are you ever not hungry? You think it's always dinner time.
Also on Saturday night, a DC rock band has a show here in Austin.
Yeah, Ted Leo and the Pharmacists.
Well, if they don't, they tried the grass on the ground. Someone up and died without a sound. And though we looked for you and you couldn't be found, you were already on your way, dear.
Ted Leo, great guitar player, played with Amy Mann recently. And they're going to be at the Mohawk on Saturday night.
Now, on Saturday, you've got something for fans of the Grateful Dead and bluegrass.
Yeah, check this out. So you bluegrass fans and deadheads, this is like the biggest overlapping Venn diagram you could find in Austin. Keller Williams Grateful Grass, not the real estate company. Okay. Keller Williams is a virtuoso on the guitar and numerous other instruments, doing bluegrass renditions of Grateful Dead tunes.
I am running.
And you've got Wood and Wire.
Walker County Prison off of Highway 45, there stands a bewildered warden in an empty cell. He'd done 10 years and he had 20 more to go. Now he's blazing down through Houston like a bat out of hell.
Great. great Austin band opening the show, and this is all happening at Stubbs on Saturday night.
Now on Sunday, there's a big show celebrating an iconic Austin venue.
Yes, this is the All ATX benefit show. It's called Back to the Armadillo, and talking about the Armadillo World Headquarters, all proceeds benefit Ham, Sims, Black Fret, and the Austin Music Foundation. Great local nonprofits supporting our local music scene. John Fogerty is your headliner.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
Shaky Graves.
Girl, you and I both know that the ghost is a me. You should catch me in your bed sheets, just rattling your chain.
My Jerusalem.
Stealing every moment of the night. We were always love. Screaming just to feel like we're alive. Tears of a ticking time bomb.
And some actual Cosmic Cowboys. Michael Martin Murphy, Gary P. Nunn.
I wanna go home with the armadillo. Good country music from Amarillo and Abilene.
This is all to celebrate this iconic Austin venue that really most people would agree put Austin music on the map. The Armadillo World Headquarters, which was open from 1970 to 1980. It's where Willie Nelson got the hippies and the rednecks together. So this is going to be a big show, a lot of fun at Auditorium Shores. And it kicks off Sunday afternoon and goes well into the night. allatx.org if you want to learn more. But this is a great cause and should be a ton of fun.
That's some of the live music in Austin, Texas this weekend. You can get the Austin music experience anytime you want, just up the dial. KUTX 98.9 FM. Matt Riley's the program director. Good to talk to you, Matt.
512-471-6291. I'll never forget it.